Welcome to Be Your Own Rescue podcast. I am your host, Sabrina Miller. And today is September the 19th, 2021. I know that I have been away for a while, but I needed to be away. I needed to get my mind together. I needed to reflect, to refocus on being different. I didn't like the person that I was becoming, even though I felt like to a point that I was being positive, but there was a lot of bad energy that I was holding on to that did not make the best of me. I felt like if I can't give myself the best, then I know that I cannot give you the best. And I apologize to you for that, but I also apologize to myself first. And so that's the reason why I took time off. You know, prime example, I am subscribed to TikTok. And when I first subscribed to TikTok, I subscribed to a lot of racism. Racism, prejudice, which, you know, men's against women, women's against men, child abuse, predators, you know, just stuff that didn't bring the best out of you. And I remember about 2 weeks ago, I was just constantly looking at TikTok, and it stirs my soul because every time that I would click on TikTok, I will always see something racist. I will always see where it would be, I'm not going to say race or what race, but it would just be something that didn't make me feel good about myself, to see how we was attacked and how, you know, we weren't acknowledged of the pain that we was feeling. And so, you know, I got tired of it. And that day, I was just so angry. And not saying that I don't already have anger in me, you know, but I am getting better and I am acknowledging what I feel. And I am also acknowledging that, you know, that, okay, I am not my past. But even though we say that we're not our past, we are until we heal. And I know that I am not healed, but I know that I am healing. And so, you know, and so I had to take a step back and really think about what was best for me. You know, I think a lot of us in this world, I think we take on so much for our race. It doesn't matter what race you are. I'm gonna give you a prime example. You know how, I give you a prime example, I was working somewhere, I would not say where, and I'm a type of person, you know, I like to keep stuff clean. I like to wipe down, you know. So, of course, somebody come in a restaurant, of course, you know, my thing is we represent where we work at. So, I represented the place that I worked at. So, you know, they come in, you know, there's food all over the counter, you know, to keep the food warm and stuff like that. I say like the space heater, you know, maybe you'll say something else, you know, and then you got, I just say this, individuals that didn't take it upon themselves to care about themselves or even care about where they worked at, you know, they was just only concerned about when they got off, when, what time to go on their break. They decided when they would come back, because majority of the time, the manager that would be, that would watch them and would let them know what they can do or what they couldn't do, wasn't there in the evening. And so, you know, it would be a manager that would, you know, just wouldn't worry about it, wouldn't let whatever they do stress them out. And so I'm a stressor. And so, like, you know, when I see that and stuff like that, I tell myself I'm not going to fuss or whatever. And there'd be days that I wouldn't fuss or whatever. But it would, you know, I would sit and I would say to myself, like, you don't care about where you work at. And so I told myself, I was like, well, if they don't care anything about where they work at, so I know that somewhat. They don't care about probably where they lay their head, you know, who they're involved with, or just, I apologize, that was my microphone. Or they just don't even care about who they're involved with. And so I was talking to my therapist and I was telling her how I feel guilty and I feel like I have to be responsible for my own race. And she told me, this is what she said. She said, "You are not responsible for that boy." She said, "You're not responsible for what he do." And I began to think to myself, you know what? You're right. I'm not responsible for him and what he do. I'm responsible for me. Now, it's hard enough for me to be responsible, you know, to, you know, think about the actions and the things that I do and the things that I say to people, how I represent myself, not only where I work, but how I represent myself. How you represent yourself will tell how you represent where you work at. And I'm not going to sit here and act like, oh, I'm an A or I'm an A plus. Believe me, I'm not. But I am quite aware of where you work at. You want to keep the place clean. Because, you know, in my mind, you know, special, you know, certain people, they look at certain people and they'll say, well, dog, I don't know if I want to eat here. I don't want nobody coming in, you know. I don't want to feel that way. But then I had to understand too, I can't take on the whole responsibility of a workplace when nobody else is taking on the responsibility. You know, that's too much of a barrier on one person's back, shoulder, in their mind. And I tell you another thing, we never think about this, but we put so much pressure, so much tension on our brains, worrying about stuff we have no business worrying about. We're not in control of it. Look, we worry about 90% of things that we are not even in control of. And the 10% of what we are, 90%, half of it is not even our business to be worrying about. But yet and still, we will worry about everybody and what they doing, when they do it, and how they do it. But I'm telling you this, and I'm finding this out for myself. If we pay attention, what we need to pay attention to, if we stop worrying about negativity, if we, you know, I'm going to tell you something. It's like if somebody invites you. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be aware of your surroundings. You shouldn't say, well, you know, somebody say, well, you know how they are or something, you know, and then you say, yes, I do know how they are, but I'm going to speak into existence that it's going to be better. But if that person show you or constantly show you that it will not be better, then it is up to you to change it. It is up to you, because what you need to realize and what you fail to realize is that you can only do your part. You are only part of a puzzle. You are never the whole puzzle. You're never. Now, if you're going to be the whole puzzle that says, okay, I've really tried. I bent backwards over for this person. Now, what I'm going to do for me, I'm going to move away from this person. I'm going to love this person regardless. You know, if I can help this person, you know, I do the best I can. But believe me, I will not have this person in my space enough to take the good energy. Think about it. God give us so much good energy. We'll be around people that can lift us up. It's like we literally lifted off the ground, and then we'll go around people that are no good for us. We know they're no good for us because they're no good for themselves, you know, and then we wonder why when we're there, we're feeling bad. When we leave, we're feeling worse. And the sad part about it, we know it, and we will constantly set ourselves up. And then, you know, you got certain people say, well, you know, that's family. It doesn't matter if it's family. Cause so what are they going to write on your tombstone? Oh, it's family. Does that even make sense that it's family? It shouldn't matter who it is. I'm not saying you shouldn't love family. I'm not saying that you shouldn't help family, but you do not put yourself in a position to be robbed, to be hurt. I mean, we really gotta look at a situation for what it is. We will set ourselves up, and we know the whole situation. It is almost like if somebody sit you down and they told you from the beginning to the beginning and the middle and to the end of how this is going to work out. and yet still you would still sign this contract, or I would sign this contract, and then get upset when they sit you down and they literally showed you how it was going to work out, but yet still you would sign that contract and then get upset. Well, who are you upset with? Are you upset to the fact that you didn't listen? Are you upset the fact that they sit there and they told you from the beginning to the middle and to the end? Or are you upset because you signed it? I would say all of it. That's what I would say. I don't know what you would say, but I would say all of it. So that's why I'm saying we got to take responsibility for ourselves. You know, I really wanted my tone, like in my videos, because I know sometimes the tones in my videos, believe me, and I'm not saying still that I don't get angry, but I am more calmer now than ever. You know, it's like, I'm going to give you a prime example. I was on the bus, on bus 26, and I was coming home. And, you know, I had a beautiful day, a wonderful day. And so I got on the bus with this young guy. He probably was in his early 20s. He got on. Normally, I like to sit in the back. I don't know what it is about the back. I don't know if anybody else, like on school buses or anything, I like to sit in the back. Okay, so he got on first. So he was tall and he was skinny. So when he got on the bus, he went to the back, but he sit in the middle. You know, I guess because he was tall and skinny. So, okay, so I understand that. And so when I got on the bus, there my energy went down. And there I am focusing on negativity. And I looked at him and I said in my mind, I said, he's going to move. And then something said it, and I literally said it in my mind. I said, Sabrina, it is not that serious. And I sat down somewhere else because literally it really wasn't that serious. Because of a back seat. Like, leave it alone. This is what I'm talking about. We waste our time worrying about things that are really not worth it. Are you so concerned about a seat in the back? Or are you trying to measure of something that you didn't get in your life, or something that you can think of that something or something someone did to you that you didn't like, so you trying to repay it? See, but we have to realize that how that story went, whatever you went through, the story may not go that way. The story can go left. It put you in a worse situation than when you first got on that bus. And I thank God for that acknowledgement came into my head. That little nugget that was so powerful came into my head and let me know that, Sabrina, stop wasting your time on things that are not worth it. And we do. And I know that I'm not the only one. We sit and we waste our time on little stuff trying to prove stuff. You don't need to prove nothing to nobody. You don't. Only thing you need to prove to people of far as, you know, my name is Sabrina, you know, blah blah blah, my age, you know, where I work, and not so much that you need to prove to them, just the fact that you need to tell them. Now it's up to them if they accept it, and then if they don't accept it, then that's up to them. It really is up to them. It's not up to me. It's not up to me to already know about who I am and what I am to prove to you about telling you who I am and what I am. Like, that, even though we do it, it really don't make no sense. But we try to make it make sense. And so, I don't know, I was just sitting here, you know, and my dad's, and then I was like, you know, you gotta make a video. No, I didn't, like, sit down and, you know, and think about the things that I wanted to say and all that, you know. Excuse me, my throat. You know, I just did it. You know, and I don't know, for a couple weeks, you know, I've been really doing good, and I have been doing great, excellent. And, you know, and just, I'm gonna tell you nothing that I do not do and I do different. I'm gonna tell you, you know how you look at something at night and you know that it does not benefit you? You know that when you look at movies that are scary, violent, and all that, you know how you go to sleep and you would dream about that? Well, I make the decision now of what I look at. For real, I really do. And it's kind of scary to me because I'm a type of person, when I begin to change and stuff and all that, it's like unbelievable to me that I'm actually changing. You know, I couldn't even think 5 years back the things that I am, that God is helping me to do now. And so now I choose what He's helping me to choose, the things that I look at. I'd be like, no, I can't look at that. You know, I like to listen to like Rain, the videos. I love that. I don't know, just I go to sleep. You know, it makes me sleepy. And so I'm choosing. So you can choose different and you can choose better. Now, is it easy? No, it is not easy. But I'm here to tell you, it do not have to be so hard either. We the one, as human beings, we make things hard. We really, really do. You know. And so I'm telling you, if there's anything in your life that you need to do better and want to do better, believe me, you can do anything that you want to do. You do not have to be about your family. You do not have to be about your friends and all that stuff. You know, sometimes it's hard to be your own self because people will always, I'm going to tell you something about human beings. People love for you to remember how you was, because if they can get you to remember how you was, you don't get to pick how you want to be. And so I'm here to tell you, let them think what they want to think, but you change that lens into what you wanted to do. You change that picture. And if you want to downsize that picture a little bit so you can grow, because some, or make it bigger, because some people, when you want to grow, they want to downsize you. You know, they do. I'm going to tell you something. You be very careful with people when they say, oh, it's one thing to say, you know, you remember this, blah, 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 and this, like, and then they say, well, you know what? I tell you what, you have changed. Okay, that's different, and I'm proud of you. But if you got those people be like, yeah, but I remember when you was a drunk, or I remember you when you wouldn't speak up, or I remember when you didn't have a bite of food to eat. Those type of people right there, you need to get away. Because I'm going to tell you something. Them people want to constantly feed you, or matter of fact, starve you of the nutrients that you need to grow. People like that, you pay attention. You pay attention to people who always like throwing shade at you. Like, no, I'm just kidding. No, they're not. They're not kidding. They mean exactly what they're saying. And all you got to do is look at how they live. And I'm going to tell you another thing that we need to pay attention to people is that when you're around people, they treat you one way. But when they get around their friends or certain people or around your friend, if you notice they want to throw shade at you and stuff like that, and they want to point out all your, your negativities. You know, I call it your growth, but they always want to point out stuff about you. You pay attention to that. You pay attention because you got to think and say, okay, now when we by ourselves, he/she doesn't do that. But when these certain people come around, I've noticed him or her doing that. I'm going to tell you what that means. Well, from my point of view, they have low self-esteem, low self-worth. They don't feel good, about themselves unless they're putting you down. Have you ever noticed that even in friendship, it always got to be one person that somebody got to be talking about, somebody they got to be putting down, somebody they always trying to tell that they need to grow up, they're childish and all that. And everything that they say about that person is really them, or I tell you what, is a part of them. You pay attention to that too. Because why is it that it's always you the one who needs to grow up? Why is it that you the one who's always a liar? Why is it that, you know, I don't know, because you know you ain't right. I remember back in the day, well, that's back in the days. I didn't change. You the one who haven't changed. So then you gonna have to question yourself and say, okay, I'm trying to change. I'm trying to do better. And if you're trying to prove to these people that you're trying to do better, believe me, they already put the blind side up against all your achievements. They are not even trying to see or even hear what you're trying to say. He said, I'm just trying my best here, but that's a problem. You shouldn't be trying for them. You should be rehearsing for yourself. That's what you should be doing. It's almost like getting ready for a celebration for the church. awards, the Grammys, BET, anything, test, anything, going to bed, looking at TV, anything that you do should be for you. Should be for you, because you, what? You need to appreciate it. What? Here we is. We got our head turned towards people left or right. Is that right? Does that sound right? You know it sound right. But because you didn't get it when you was a child, you can't even appreciate nothing yourself. And when a person know that you cannot appreciate yourself because you need their input, you're lost. You are a lost soul. They'd be like, no, I don't think you should do that. Why? Well, I just don't think you're ready. It ain't that you ain't ready. They don't want you to be ready. Because you know what? They don't want you to leave them. Because in reality, you're more powerful. You are more powerful than you think you are. But because you looking towards that individual for their signature, that's what's holding you up. And they know that. Don't ever let nobody know something about you that you're dealing with. If they know that all they got to do is say something to you to get to you in order for you to go off, you are a prime target for everybody that knows that. Because eventually they're going to tell, look, all you got to do is say this. Watch. I told you, didn't I tell you? Yes, she is. Oh, he is. That's what I'm saying. You got to be careful. I'm going to tell you something. You know how people play spades? You know how some people, oh, wow, they get so serious about a game? Don't be whispering. You may not even be whispering nothing about those cards. They better not catch you whispering. They're going to assume that you're cheating. You better not renege. You giving up three books. So that's the same way we need to pay attention. The same way people take spades so serious. We need to take when we at a table, wherever we at, we need to take it not so serious that you be looking mean and, you know, you just can't smile. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, like, pay attention. You'll see it. Believe me, it will be revealed to you. Just pay attention. You ain't even got to ask for it. Believe me. You know, sometimes, I'm going to tell you something. For me, I know I'm a thinker. And so, because I wouldn't talk and all that don't mean I still didn't have knowledge, man. You just didn't hear my voice enough to know. But now I speak it. I'm very intuitive. I'm very passionate. You know, when it comes to kids, elderly, just people in general, you know. I am. And so, you know, for me, I have to be very careful about, you know, who I hang around sometimes, because, you know, I am an empath. And an empath is when you can feel other people's energy. You can feel other people's pain and stuff, you know. And so you really have to be careful about who you hang with, who you talk to. It's just like, you know, before you got on the phone, you were just happy, cheerful. You know, you knew all the things you wanted to do that day. And then all of a sudden, somebody called, you called them, and all of a sudden, you just allowed that to mess your whole day up. Now, I'm not saying that the things that they said or did, you know, can't mess it up either. But at the end of the day, what I have been told is that you hold your own power. But I'm never going to tell you that what people do, that they can't, excuse me, mess your day up. You are the signer. You are the power. So you could say, yes, I am upset. I didn't like what they did. Don't never let nobody tell you that you can't own your feelings. Don't never let nobody tell you what you can't own. But say, but yes, I'm upset, but you know what? I'm going to take a deep breath. You know me, my thing is, I am at peace. I am not in pieces. You know, inhale, exhale. Then, you know, you say, I am cool as a cucumber. And then you say, what cool as a cucumber represent. Now, you can say whatever you choose to say, but that's what I say. That's what I came up with. because to me, that's power for me. You know what I mean? Or I say it like if I'm nervous and stuff like that, I say it before something, you know, that I'm doing. You know, I'm actually learning to actually inhale, wait a minute, exhale through my nose. Because I have learned to breathe out of my mouth, and I know you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to exhale through your nose. And so I'm learning that. And there's another thing I want to tell people. Don't ever let people tell you like, well, you're 40 years old, you're 50 years old, you should be telling me. No, it's no such. It is no such. It does not matter what age you are. And we can clearly see that by the things that people do to people. We can clearly see that from an infant up to a child have already experienced adulthood before they even make a teenager. So it really doesn't matter about the age. What matters who you are and what you think of that age. But what I'm trying to say is that just because somebody is 40 years old and you may be 20, and you know, of course we would think that, you know, well, you should know more than I should know. Well, not necessarily. Because if I've been through something in my life that stagnated me, maybe you haven't been through what I've been through, you know? So we shouldn't judge people because of an age, because it really doesn't matter. I am 51 years old, about to be 52 years old, October 3rd of this year. And believe me, there are things that I am just now catching up to. There are things that I am just now realizing. There are things in life that I'm actually letting go of, realizing that, you know, I can't worry about what people say. You know, I can't sit around here and waste my time with people just because I meet them today and think that they are a lifetime when they're only a season. So it doesn't matter about that. But we seem to think it because we have heard it so much. But I'm here to tell you, it does not matter. It's what you have learned when it's your time to learn. Sometimes people don't catch on the way other people catch on. But that does not mean that you are not worthy. But see, but that's what we do as human beings. You don't know that? No, I don't know that. And that's fine that I don't know that. See, because maybe I find out something even more significant than you in your process of learning. Because we all don't learn the same. We don't. You know? And then I'm going to tell you another thing. Like, you know, where a person may be in a life where they have a license. A person may be where they already got a home and they're young. A person may be where they own their own business. A person may be where they have kids, don't have kids. And then there's somebody who don't have kids, don't have their license, you know, haven't figured out life yet. And then they say, I'm 30 years old and you ain't got it together. See, you can easily throw your accomplishment into my face. Because I can't see your pain or I can't feel your pain. But I tell you what, if I hang around you enough, I see what your faults are. I see where you lack at. I see where you really don't love yourself. I see where you love this man. This man don't love you. I see where this man stays out all night and you allow it. I see where you don't pay attention to your kid because it's always what he or she say. It's never what your child say. That's all you got to do is pay attention to people. So just because somebody, everything looks good, it's almost as you wrapping people that have those skills and know how to wrap a gift real good. Just because that gift, that package is wrapped so beautifully, doesn't mean that it's still not ugly. You just can't see the scars. You just can't see it because you haven't been around them. You don't know them. But I bet you, in a day, if you will hang with a person, you will see something that they do. And it may not be major, but you'll be like, wow, I've never seen that before. Or wow, the way she brags, the way they brag about her, I wouldn't even think that she lacked low self-esteem. Or she really don't even really think she's pretty. She puts on all this makeup because she really, because they only tell her that she's beautiful when she has makeup on. So you have to be careful when you see people and you think that this person has measured up or has passed the test. No, they passed the test. I'm going to tell you what test they passed. They passed the test of putting everything together as a bundle. And they have made that present look so beautiful that they they're fooled, and they have allowed everybody else to be fooled because everybody else want to believe in what they see. But everybody else, that could be a more beautiful package over there and don't even have a bow on it. But just because this person don't have a bow on them, you want to look at them and treat them like they're nothing. See, but that's how we get hurt. That's how we get used. That's how we do not grow as an individual, because you're too much paying attention to this person over here when you need to be paying attention to yourself, because evidently you're lacking. Because if you're always got your head turned towards or looking out of somebody's window all the time, what about your own window? What about you? Are you saying that you're not important? And I'm going to tell you another thing. Some people love it. They love it when you pay attention to them. They love it when you seek them. They love when you ask them questions. They love it when you knocking on their door and all that. And you know, I love hanging around you because you got yourself together. I want to know how you did it. Oh, they love it. But you just don't know. They never did even work for none of it. They was inherit. They inherit everything. So they don't know what it is to work hard. But because this person over here is struggling and working real hard, and they still may not have what she have, but the only reason she have what she have because it was given to her. This person is out here, over here, that you don't even look at, that you don't even say hi to, is over here working every day, struggling. But because this person right here is a bamboo plant where you can see. See, this person over here where you don't see nothing is a bamboo plant, but it's unseen. You don't see that this person cries and get on the floor and cries to God. You don't see where, you know, they're constantly reading their Bible. You don't see where they're constantly working over as many hours as they can. You don't see where their stomach is hurting. You don't see where they don't feel good, because people have told them that no matter how you feel, you have got to constantly keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going. Nobody, you know. And so I'm saying, stop judging people just because what you can see and what you can feel. And just because you can't see nothing over here to this person, there's a bamboo plant and it's unseen. See, I'm gonna give you a prime example. Just like Beyonce, when Beyonce and Carrie Hilson and all that, you know, she admitted that, I forgot who the producer were, but he wanted her to talk about Beyonce. And I believe it, because they love to put two women against each other. But look who's standing, Beyonce. Look who's still standing. That's what they love to do. They love to put people against one another. I'm going to tell you something, and I was thinking this to myself yesterday. You know how when people, especially two celebrities, meet one another, and you know, they'll say, you could just be friends and just be hanging out. Oh, then they be like, oh, are they getting together? Next thing they have that you're together. Next minute, they have that you met the family, met the mama. Next minute, they have that you went somewhere and looked at a ring. And it had nothing to do with you. It had something to do with maybe your brother. They didn't see your brother because they didn't pay attention to the brother. It was too much paying attention to the celebrities. And so, okay, then they got it out in the choir that, oh, they're looking for rings now. The next minute, you know, they gotta marry each other. Okay, they get married. Next thing you know, they planning the marriage. Who gonna be in the marriage and all this? Excuse me. Sorry. And home. Next minute, they saying they're pregnant. Sorry. Apologize. Next minute, maybe they're going on vacation. But I tell you this, it don't be too long for they have them falling out, whether the husband or the wife moving out, somebody's cheating, if somebody ain't getting a no, if somebody, you know, or go on their own way. Believe me, people make more money off celebrities by putting them together for 5 seconds to only tear them apart. To literally tear them apart. Because it's about money. People don't want to see people happy. I ain't going to say everybody, because no, there are some people that do want to see people happy. But majority of people that's trying to make money, they do not want to see you happy. They don't. You are going to have to be that one to make yourself happy. And I'm going to tell you a prime example. You can't let everybody know your business. You can't let them in. People love to tear you apart. You know, then they end up putting the man or the woman with somebody else, whether it's true or not. You know. And so, you know, it's about you. It's about what you want in life. It really is. It's about you. You know. And I tell you another thing, I'm working on this. I don't want to, because I'm not strong yet with it. So that's why I'm saying I don't want to. Because when I say this is what I'm going to do, then I am more in power. I have, you know, it's like I'm going to do what I want. It's action. But right now it's not action. I'm saying what I want. I want to do this. I want to become this. I want to become a friend that doesn't sit around and talk about people. I want to be a friend that doesn't sit around and talk about other people. Because I'm going to tell you something. One thing I'm learning is that why are we always sitting around talking about people? If it is not bringing you any money, I don't even care if it does bring you money. I still don't want to be sitting around talking about people. I want to lift people up. Even if, like, okay, if I know that they're not nothing, I just leave them alone. You know what I mean? Because I know I'm not the only one. It's a lot of people. You know. I want to talk about how to make money. I want to talk about how to, you know, go to school, go on trips and stuff like that. And I always sit around and just be talking about people all the time, you know, and all that. Because it says a lot about the individual when you do that. And I know it says a lot about me then and now. And I'm working on that. Claire, I am working on that. Because I'm going to be a better person. You best believe that. I don't want to be the same Sabrina. I don't. And I'll tell you what, I have changed in so many ways. I have changed. And I tell you another thing. And I was thinking to myself, you know how, like, when you be with somebody and stuff like that, and you don't want to let go, and you know, and that person, they just keep doing what they want, and it's also God, he's tearing it all apart, because he know that y'all was just meant for a season, and not for a lifetime. And I know I'm not the only one. A lot of us get with people, it is just for a season, and we think it's a lifetime. And we put ourselves through so much with people that wasn't even meant for us. I wasn't meant for him, and he wasn't meant for me. I tell you what, I think that we were just supposed to pass each other and learn something and go on. You know, and so I won't say the name, but I wholeheartedly thank you. I thank you. For all the times I try to sit there and try to hold on to you, and when you was trying to let go, I thank you and I apologize, because you have made me a better person. Because you know what, at that time I didn't understand. All I knew is that at that time I was hurting, but now, you know, I'm healing from that, and so I am gratefully honored to be here on earth and to feel that and to know that. And to anybody, if you see that every time you see there's something coming up in your relationship or in your marriage, you're not supposed to be together. If it's always something, every time you get together, somebody's coming into his or her life, you got to look at it for what it is. No matter how it hurt. Now, I understand it hurts bad and we don't want to look at it. But I'm going to tell you something. We cause ourselves so much trouble when we do that. We really do. We try to hold on. You know, we have friends that say, oh, try to make it work. You know, y'all married for life. But I'm going to tell you something. A person cannot fight for something that somebody don't want. And I tell you another thing. Two people cannot fight for it, because even though he may not be fighting for the marriage, somewhere in there, you was not fighting for it either. Because I'm going to tell you why. If you're not fighting for yourself, how can a marriage work in the first place? And I'll tell you another thing. When you haven't healed, it's not going to work anyway. Because how can you give from a woman position when you're giving from a child position, because you have not healed? I need everybody to understand that. If you have not healed as a child, you cannot give from adulthood. You're giving from a child. You may do some things a little bit as adulthood because you learned it on the way, but you best believe that child, that inner child within you, it's going to interrupt that adulthood, because that pain that you did not heal from a child will interrupt in adulthood. Because every time that inner child feels pain of something that they went through, something that they need to go through, something that they didn't heal from, it's going to be problems. So Don't let people make you feel bad just because, oh, you didn't pass a test. You was never supposed to take that test in the first place. You was never supposed to take that test. And I'm going to tell you another thing. We weren't around here asking our friends for advice. All you got to do is look at their life sometime. So why would you even ask them for their opinion? Because everybody wants to be included. And then you wonder why your marriage is not working. Because the blind leading the blind. Now, each to their own what they do with their marriage. Whatever they believe in, that's them. But I'm talking about me and whoever decide whatever they want to do. I know I wasn't ready for a marriage. And so I don't sit here and say, oh, this individual, this and that, blah, blah, blah. I may say things, but I always say we both were dysfunctional. We both haven't healed. But I am healing now. And I can say that boldly. B-O-L-D-L-Y. I can say that now. I am healing. I am. And my brain is healing. And I'm going to tell you another thing. I don't know if anybody know about this. It's called MDR. It's when your brain hasn't healed.
Hitting the road this summer.
Oh Lord. Oh, sorry. Apologize. When your brain haven't healed. So when your brain has trauma, your brain protects you. It really do. Your brain protects you of certain things because your brain know that you're not ready for it. And that's why sometimes, you know how people say, do you remember this? And you be like, no. Because God is protecting your brain. Because God knows that you are not ready for what has happened to you. You know. Yes, I'm typing because I'm trying to find the meaning. So MDR is eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. MDR therapy, okay, initially developed in the treatment of post-traumatic stress disorder. I was trying to find out, like, what it actually stands for. You know, okay, it's two of, it's like, one is the eye movement. So the therapist would take her thumb and will wave it back and forth. But for me, that makes me dizzy. So no, I couldn't do that. So the second one was, you have a pillar, or even on your lap. And so she would be like tapping, just tapping and tapping and tapping until you say that you're ready. So basically it's like, okay, say like you have bad feelings about when you grew up. Prime example, if you didn't feel love, if you felt abandoned, then you would say all the bad things that you felt. And then after, at the end, then, you know, she'll do the tapping again. And then, so from the bad things, then it should be good things that you say about yourself. But then if you're constantly saying bad things, and that means that you're so hurt that you can't see or feel anything good because all you feel is bad. And so what that does, it helps your brain to release the trauma from your brain. You know, have you ever noticed, like, when you have headaches all the time, it's like sometimes your brain get foggy, you can't think and all that, you know, it's certain stuff. And then it's just like when I said how, you know, things happen to you and you cannot remember them, and all of a sudden you get a certain thought in your head, you're like, I just had a thought, I don't know where that came from. You know, you be saying to yourself, I remember, then you write it down, then you tell them, you tell your therapist. I mean, that's why I say our poor brain, it really goes through something. It goes through something with the people who can't advocate for themselves. It goes through something with kids, you know, they can't say how they feel, they can't cry, you know, you hit them real hard, and then you'll tell them to be quiet, and you don't want to hear them crying. Like, where do you think that anger starts? If I can't cry, if I can't let it be known that my body is in pain and I got to be quiet, like, really, think about that. If somebody punch you in your stomach real hard, and then somebody tell you to be quiet, where do you think that pain lies at? It lies within you. And so if somebody comes in doing that to you, of course it's going to cause you a lot of damage in your stomach. Your emotions, you're going to become numb because you're not going to know how you feel because they have taught you to be quiet. So once you be quiet and over years and time, you're numb. And then people look at you and then they say, well, say something. Why you don't say nothing? You just sit there and look. Because they're numb. Why do we get upset with people when people are actually taught to be numb? When people are actually taught not to say nothing, not to cry. And then we'll say, I don't understand. Why is it that you don't understand the way somebody is, but you see it every day, the way people do people, the way people do kids? So if you see that, then we need to understand and need to learn that when situations like that occur, there's nothing going to be positive about that situation. It's going to affect the individual in a different way. Two people can go through the same thing and come out totally different. You can have one person that is a workaholic, that they don't want to pay attention to what happened. So they're going to put all their emotions and their feelings into working. And somehow they master to be a manager. They master to get their master. Or what's the other one? Master? I can't think of it. And I'm not going to beat myself up. And that's another thing I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to beat myself up, you know, because there's a lot of stuff that, you know, with my brain over years that I have been through in my life. And, you know, and just the trauma and the PTSD. But you know what? I'm not going to beat myself up. I declare I'm not going to beat myself up about it. It is what it is. I'm going to tell you something. We beat ourselves up so bad sometimes. And we think that we have to be perfect. And we have to say say certain things the way that people are used to hearing, but I am sorry. I'm going to be that person that you're going to hear something that you never was used to hearing. Because what you need to realize is that everybody's not going to say what you want them to say. Everybody's not going to write it in a sentence the way that you have been shown. Sometimes we have to learn to accept what we see and not what we want to see. Because you know what? I'm not you. And you haven't been where I've been. And I haven't been where you've been. We have to come together and realize that we are two different people, but at the end of the day, we are two human beings. And I tell you another thing that I am working on. I'm gonna tell you this. I don't want nobody looking at me and asking me what my race is. Don't worry about what my race is. Worry about who I am. Worry about how I treat you. Worry about my character. And treat me as a human being. That's the only business I want you to have of me. Because we always worrying about somebody's race. Worrying about somebody's race does not say how they're going to treat you. It doesn't. We're always trying to put people in boxes. We always, if we're talking about a man or a woman, we put people in collective. I am learning to not put a man or a woman in collective. Just because your woman, whoever you was around or involved with, treated you bad, don't say women's. Because I didn't sleep with you. I have not been in your life. So don't put me in it. The same as a man. A woman, if a woman with a man and you allow that man to treat you wrong and you constantly was with this man and you knew he wasn't right, then don't sit up there and say men. Say individual. Don't talk about people as a collective. We have to stop that. We have to break that. Because it's not fair to the next person. They may not even do half the things you're talking about. They may not even be in a relationship. They may be in a marriage and been with that person for half of their life. But because you chose to put up with somebody that you knew that wasn't any good, whether man or woman, then you're going to take it out on them. That's not their fault. That's your fault. Okay, you're human. You have to own up to it. But stop blaming other people. You know, and we're pinning women's and men's against each other. And I'm going to tell you another thing. It's something that I've been thinking about and I never understood. Why is it that you want one, whether it's a man or woman, you want one to do better, but you want the other to do whatever they want to do. But yet still, you think we're supposed to meet up and help one another and love one another. No, it does not work that way. Don't tell me to be the best, but tell this individual over here that they can do whatever they want. It's like you planting a seed of responsibility for one. But the other seed, you letting them defend for themselves, meaning that, okay, I choose to give you water when I want to, but I have to give this person over here the water and food and the sunshine that they need, because this is the flower that's going to take all the responsibility for you. You can do whatever you want to do, flower, but flower A can't do what they want. They're going to be responsible. They're going to be responsible for your body. You don't have to be responsible for her. But why not? Because that's the way I want it. See, that's what I'm talking about. People literally put stuff like that out. It's bad energy. We literally do this. Women's like this. Oh, men like that. No. We have to get used to people. We have to understand people. Now, I'm not going to say that you shouldn't have acknowledgement. I'm not going to say that you should be blind. But all I'm saying is that, you know, pay attention. And another thing I would tell you, just because people are showing you good, you need to pay close attention. Because believe me, if you don't, you're going to find yourself somewhere in a jar with a lid over it. With your feelings on the outside. Or either your feelings on the inside with that jar, that lid tightened, going through issues for somebody else. Because you didn't listen, because you didn't pay attention, because you wanted to be loved, because you know,
your daddy wasn't around, your mom or whoever wasn't around, and so you done told yourself that no matter what, you're going to be there for this person. You don't care what this person. So why do we really get upset with the person when we're the one who's writing our own story? Why do we really get upset? And then you'll say, well, I told you I was hurt. Did you just hear what you said about yourself? I told him I was hurt. You're going to tell another individual about what you went through. What do you want him or her to do with it? They don't know what to do with it. They don't even know what to do with their own hurt. And you think that you're just going to put that in somebody's lap and they're supposed to know what to do with it. You don't even know what to do with it. Your own family didn't even know what to do with it. Society didn't even know what to do with it. And that's literally what we do. I hear so many people, he know what I've been through. She know what I've been through. I tell you, I've been through this. Well, therefore, you're dealing with the wrong people. And I'm going to tell you, the first wrong person is you. Because if you ever think in your life that by you telling somebody what you went through, and I'm going to tell you nothing, don't be so quick to tell people about your past. Because people, they're like, oh, that was so sad. I would never do that to you. And then you make him mad or whatever, however. But I feel like the madness is already in them. Now, I'm not going to say some people can't make you mad because some people can. But majority of the time, it's in you. And then what do they do? He or she, what do? Throw it back in your face and say you asked for it. How could you do that? I didn't mean it. I'm sorry, I was mad. And then you get so used to them saying, oh, I'm sorry, I was so mad, that you begin to make excuses for him. And so, therefore, because you keep making excuses for him, you are never going to be happy. Because now, what you should be focused on is you. You're more focused on him now. Or he's more focused on her. We all need help. We all need help. But we also need to pay attention of the things that we do. And ask ourselves why we do it. And ask ourselves, why is it that we're putting stuff in other people's laps? When it's not even their business. It's our business. It's our feelings. It's our emotions. It's our low self-esteem. Our low self-worth. But yet still, we get mad. We actually get mad at men's. Because, oh, he's a man. He should know this. No, we have to stop that. We have to stop saying what they should know. Because we're dealing with individuals. And it's based on how people are raised. It's based on what somebody taught them when they was growing up. And then what they thought about what people taught them. And how they felt about what people taught them. And the same goes for the same thing as for women's for men and men's for women's. You know, stop thinking that because, oh, I'm a woman, I should know how to cook. There are some men out here in this world that know how to cook more better than a woman. And this is my thing on it. It really shouldn't matter. I'm going to tell you something. If it's in a relationship and if a man know how to cook and if a woman know and if a woman's good at working and managing bills and stuff and all that, and he's more good at being home and making sure the house and blah, 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 and this, I'm still going to give him respect because he still is the man of the house. Now, I have no problem with you being the man of the house, but this is what I have a problem with, is when you's constantly throwing it in my face, when you constantly saying, why are you yelling in my house? Because this is my thing. If I can't feel like it's my part of my house too, then therefore I don't need to be there. Because I'm going to tell you something. It's nothing more when you have had a bad upbringing as a child and teenager and younger adulthood. And then you get married or even in a relationship with somebody and they're constantly throwing stuff up in your face as if they were your parents or your aunts or whoever was your guardian. I don't appreciate that. I really don't. I don't know about nobody else. I am just talking about me. You can be the man of the house, but what you're not going to do, you're not going to berate me. You're not going to downsize me just to lift yourself up. Because, see, this is my thing. You can't feel too good about yourself if you constantly saying those things to an individual. Because you don't need to say those things. You don't. And it's a partnership. It's a partnership. And if I feel like I'm always got to walk on eggshells with you, we don't need to be together. I don't want to be with nobody that I got to walk on eggshells with. I don't want to do it. That is not a marriage. That is not life.